Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted, thrilled, excited, and motivated to be with you here today. Look, I know that some of you are going through some negative stuff in your life. I understand that. And that's why you're listening to this podcast. You're grasping for straws. Look, we're going to give you more than a straw. We're going to throw you a lifeline here. And we're going to take you out of the trenches. Okay? I'm here with you. Okay? We're taking you out of the trenches and to the mountain. Okay? You can have it all. You can have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health and vitality that you absolutely need. That's what we do here every day. Now, I'm excited because today we're talking about money and everybody, don't listen to, no, that's not true. Everybody does like money. Some people think that money is evil, but it's not evil. Money is actually energy or a representative of energy. Say I work for you. I come over to your house and I mow your lawn and you pay me $10 and I've worked an hour. So the amount of energy that I've used in my body, because even if I work, even if I'm not using any tools, it still costs me food to live, doesn't it? To keep my machine running. So, and there's wear and tear and all of that. And you're paying me $10 for the energy that I've expended. And that's okay. But I think you're worth more than $10. You know, I have to say, I am against the minimum wage of $15 an hour. I'm absolutely against it. And I'll tell you why. I think one of the best things that we used to have in America was that a kid about 15 years of age, I think you had to be 15 and a half, could go get a job at Mickey D's or at the bowling alley or at the drugstore, and you got paid minimum wage. And I think back then when I was a kid, I won't tell you what minimum wage was when I was a kid, but, you know, you got paid minimum wage. It wasn't a lot of money, but it put money in your pocket. If you had a car, it put gas in your tank. You know, it allowed you to have enough money to take your best girl out on a Saturday night, maybe have a movie and a shake and a burger or something. So it was all good. But when you start raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, what happens is you take away that opportunity for young people to find a job because those jobs dry up. And that's the bad part about it. Secondly, I think that if you really are trying to build a life that has a certain amount of prosperity and abundance, you ought to not focus on minimums. You ought to be focusing on goals and objectives. You know, you ought to be thinking in terms of, okay, $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month or $50,000 a month or, you know, a half a million a year. You need to think in those terms. And to do that, you need to think about loving the energy of money. You know, I love the feel of crisp, new, brand new, spanking new, $100 bills. You know, I like it when I buy a whole pack of bills and they open it up in front of me and they pull those. They've never been used. They've never been touched by anybody. And they kind of stick together a little bit. They're so new. I almost imagine that they're warm because they've just come off the press. I like fresh, clean money. It feels good. Money feels good. Money feels very good. And especially $100 bills. It's amazing. I can put a $100 bill in my hand. And I can feel it. And I can feel the energy of a $100 bill because it represents a lot more energy than a brand new, crisp $1 bill. When I was a kid, at the County City Building, there was a little stand there where you could buy candy and lifesavers, and people bought cigarettes and all kinds of things. And there was a blind man who ran it. And you could hand him any bill, and he would feel it in his hand. And he would know exactly how much change to make you. He was never fooled. I don't know what the secret is, but I do know this, that the energy in a $100 bill feels real good. Or a 100-pound note, you know, if you're English, right? Actually, 100 pounds feels even better because it's worth more. It has a higher evaluation of energy. I like it when I take my wallet and I like to rub essential oils into my wallet. Money draw oils that we create. I've been creating them for 30 years now. I love them. I have people that swear by them. And I like it when my wallet is filled with new $100 bills and I can't close the wallet. I can't get it closed all the way. I like that feeling. Do you like that feeling? Have you ever experienced that feeling? That's a good feeling. You got to take out some of the money in order to close your damn wallet. I like that. And if you haven't experienced that, you need to experience that ASAP. That feels so good. You know what is exciting is to get up in the morning and go to your computer and you log on your computer and sitting there is a whole pile of money. It's exciting. It feels wonderful. You're going to love having a lot of money in your life because I don't believe you were put here on this earth to be poor. I don't believe that you were put here to struggle. I don't believe that you were put here to fight for your next meal or to pay your rent. I believe that you were put here to be prosperous and abundant. Now, I can remember, I used to have a mailbox. Not at the house, but one of those private mailboxes. I still have one. And I used to love going to that mailbox every day. And not so much anymore because everything's through the internet. But I used to love going there. And there would be a stack of envelopes from all over the world with money in them. Checks. That's a good feeling. That's a wonderful, it feels like Christmas every morning. I am Robert Zink, your money miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And I am talking about money today and how good it feels. I'm looking for three people now. Look at, we're filling this thing up and this thing is just flying like a bat out of hell. We're making people piles of cash and I want to help you make a pile of cash as well every month. I don't know what a pile of cash is for you. Is it $500 a month? Is it $50 a month? If it is, don't call me. If it's $500, we'll talk. If it's 5,000, I need to hear from you ASAP. Okay? I'm looking for people that want to put some extra money in their hands every single month with passive income. You don't have to give up your job. You don't have to go knocking on doors. You don't have to call strangers. You don't have to do any of that stuff. I'm going to help you make a ton of money. Now, you better be serious because I don't play games. When I call you, I'll leave my name and number. You don't call me back, I scratch you off the list. Don't call me a week later. You call me right away because I'm looking for hungry people that love the feeling of money. Oh, it's good stuff. Okay. You know, I like checking my bank account and seeing that my bank account is growing while I'm out playing golf or doing something crazy, doing something else. I love helping my money make friends. Yes, I think of my money as energy, and I think of it as alive, like my little children. And I'm helping my money make friends by attracting more money. You know, it's like building a tribe. I'm building a huge tribe of money friends. You know, you can make friends in this world and one day wake up and find they'll betray you. But Alexander Hamilton and George Washington will never betray you. They're good friends to have. I'm not saying to replace your real friends with money friends. I'm saying you need both. I would say who's on the pound notes, but I just don't know. So whoever that might be, whatever queen. So I love helping my money make friends. I love the way money smells, fresh, clean money, not old, dirty money, but new money. I love the way it smells. It has a good smell. Have you ever done something crazy? Like perhaps, you know, I ended up with a pile of money. Remember, I used to make some large deposits. And I'd say, I'm going to make it tomorrow. Have you ever just thrown the money all over the bed? Just a pile of money just rolled around in the money in the bed. Feels good. And it excites you. You don't have to do it all the time, maybe once or twice. And maybe if you attract a huge amount of money, like win $1 million or something like that, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, you might want to do that. I love saving money. It's fun to just collect money. I remember I used to collect athletic memorabilia, cards, and things like that, you know. And I was showing my dad that stuff, and he says, So you collect baseball cards and signed baseball memorabilia, right? I said, yeah. I said, Dad, what do you collect? He says, I collect money. And I'll never forget him saying that. And my dad was very good at collecting money. He started out with dirt poor and ended his life very, very, very well off. He collected money. Money was important. So I love saving money. I love spending money. Isn't spending money fun? Come on now. Isn't it fun to just go window shopping and then just splurge and buy something? Oh, there's something cool. I'll look good in this. But you know what I really love the most about money? I love giving it away. I love when I can help somebody have a meal or help somebody get back up on their feet or help somebody just have a better life. I love giving money away. I do it all the time. Regularly, I will lower my fees for clients to almost nothing, to barely nothing anyway, because I just want to see them succeed. It's more important to me that they succeed than I make a ton of money. Now, I enjoy making a ton of money. Don't get me wrong. Okay? But I'm not against helping people. I'm for it. I think it's wonderful. Give some money away. You know, find a charity, find a church, find somebody you want to help. I like doing it one-on-one, and I'll tell you why. If I give to a charity, I don't know what percentage actually reaches the people. You know, well, we've got to pay the administrator, and we've got to pay the CEO, and we've got to have a big building, and we've got to, you know. And by the time you've donated your money, only 10 cents out of every dollar gets to the people that need it. Sometimes it's better just to do it on your own. Anyway, when you do give away money, look for reputable, good people and check them out. Check out how much money. Don't go by what they say. Check out how much money actually ends up in the hands of the people that need it. Okay, money is good. You've got a ton of money coming your way. If you're going through money woes right now, if you're trying to build more money, if you're accumulating wealth, if you need help with your business, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring, alchemy life coaching. Or if you're looking for a passive income, I've got those three spots again opened up. I filled up the other ones and it's cool. They're rocking and rolling. They're going to be rock stars soon. And I'm helping to make money. I want to help you too. Okay, so write me, lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. I'm looking for decision makers. I'm looking for people that love the energy of money. I am out of time and so delighted that you joined me today. And come back tomorrow. Share this with your friends on Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, wherever you're at. Okay, we appreciate it. We love you for it. Thank you so much for listening. You're part of the family. You're part of the tribe. And we will talk to you soon. You have a great day now because you, yeah, I'm talking to you too. You honestly deserve it. Bye-bye now.